Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. By the way, we also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Hope you check that out, too, and see what you think about that. All right, we're talking about what I'm calling success fundamentals for 2012. And I want to talk about banking first. I want to talk a little bit about banking. You've heard me say this before, but folks, this is so important. I want you to keep your banker informed about your business. Keep your banker informed about the good things and the bad things, the challenges and the opportunities. The title, I've told you this before, the title of the shortest book ever written is Loan Officer Courage. The shortest book ever written is titled Loan Officer Courage. An uninformed banker is a scared banker. Folks, trust me on this one. I could write the book on this topic. An uninformed banker is a scared banker. I could write this book. I know about these things. Trust me on this one. Nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker. An uninformed banker is a scared banker. And now bankers don't get scared when you're talking to them. They don't get scared when you're giving them information. When you go to them and say, hey man, I got some problems. I need your help. That doesn't frighten them. That doesn't scare them. They like that. Okay, they're not happy that you got a problem, but they like it when you come to talk to them. What they don't like is when they don't hear from you. And they can see by the way your account is managed that you're having problems. You're bouncing checks or something's happening. They can tell you're late with loan payments. They get it, folks. They know before you know sometimes. You got to go come clean with them. Go there and say, look, I'm excited about this. I need your help. I got a problem with this. I need your help. They love that. Keep your banker informed, my friends. If you're having a problem, a financial problem in your business, a phone call will be made between you and your banker. There will be a phone call. What you have to do is make that phone call first. If you wait until your banker calls you about that problem, you're getting a call from a scared banker, and he's not going to help you or she's not going to help you. But if you call them first and tell them what's going on, then you'll get help. I promise you. It happens every time. Now, I want to talk about another thing. If you don't have a relationship with an independent community bank, if you're a small business and you don't have a relationship with an independent community bank, you need to do that this week. Now, you decide whether it's your lead relationship or whatever. That's your decision. But you must have a relationship, a functioning business, financial business relationship with an independent community bank. That's a locally owned bank. If it weren't for an independent community bank, I wouldn't be here today. It would not have happened without a relationship with an independent community bank. And I'm telling you, and I started telling you this in 1998, and in 2008, that became a prophecy. And you know what I'm talking about. So please go get a relationship with an independent community bank. Now, let's talk about opportunity and customers. Success burns cash. So what I want you to do is I want you to put together a financial projection that shows what you're going to do this year, and I want you to put a 10% increase on that. I want you to project sales increases of 10% for 2012, and then put in the corresponding costs for that growth. You're going to have receivables. You're going to have inventory. You're going to have payroll. You're going to have, gasoline. You're going to have other expenses. Put in the corresponding increases in expenses, too, and see what that does for your cash. Spread that across 12 months. Look at your ending cash line at the bottom there. See what it's doing to you. Show that to your banker and tell them, look, this is what I hope to do this year, and here's where I'm going to be out of cash. I'm going to have cash here. I'm not going to have cash there. And that, even if you don't ask the banker for help, showing them that information will make them feel a lot better about you. But what I want you to do is I want you to plan for success and see where your cash is going to be needed and find a way to fund that cash, to fund that growth. Plan for success, but success burns cash. Remember, you can't be successful if you can't fund that success. Then number 10, every customer and prospect has expectations that are changing in the 21st century faster than ever before. Our customers' expectations are changing all the time. You and I have to ask them, what do you want? And then we have to deliver what they say. Remember, you get to decide what you do. Your customer decides how you do it. You've heard me say that many times before. You decide what you do. You can fall in love with what you do, but your customers decide how you do it. You can't fall in love with that. Plan for success in 2012. I'm Jim Blasingame, 29 After. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.